Kevin Lynch joins us here from SF Gate. Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I imagine it's been interesting time covering the 49ers here through camp so far, hey?
You know, it has. There's always seems to be something going on. And Jared Hayne, the Australian rugby player, has really dominated the news so far in training camp. And he's been spectacular.
It's interesting. We had a texter wanted us to ask you about him and his chance of making this team. Is this story going to be that good that he can kind of find a way to onto this roster come opening day?
Oh, I think there's no question he's going to make the team. I think the only question is how much of a role is he going to have with the team? You know, he's at the very least, he will be their kickoff and punt returner. And, you know, he's maybe the best athlete in the world in terms of making players miss in the open field. And he's proven that. And every time he returns a punt, it's very entertaining. He's averaging over 20 yards a punt return, which is really unusual.
Kevin, this team, I mean, they were so good there for a couple of years, you know, knocking on the door of a Super Bowl appearance, and now it looks like everything's just kind of come apart. What's happened, I guess, in San Francisco last couple of years, or last little bit here?
Well, this offseason was really a nightmare for them. You know, it started with Jim Harbaugh leaving, taking his staff, most of his staff with him. And then you had a number of players who just simply left the game. Some players were suspended. Some players retired. They didn't re-sign a lot of their free agents, a lot of top free agents. So you just had a drain of a lot of personnel. I think over 20 players left the team last year. So that's why so many experts are saying this team is just not going to be the same. And then, of course, there's big questions around their head coach, Jim Tomsula.
What are some of those questions around Jim Tomsula?
Well, one is that, you know, he's been 8 years in the NFL as a defensive line coach just with the 49ers, that he doesn't really have a breath of coaching experience in the NFL. But, you know, he has been a head coach in NFL Europe, and he's done some things on the college level. But, you know, overall, the experience is just not there. But so far, he seems to be doing a pretty good job.
Joined by Kevin Lynch out of San Francisco, previewing the 49ers. At quarterback, it's obviously going to be Colin Kaepernick getting as the starting quarterback for the Niners. What are some of the biggest differences you've seen in Colin from when he entered the league in 2011 to now a starting quarterback, hopefully going to lead this team to some wins in 2015?
Well, you know, it's been a roller coaster for him. When he first, his first year as a starter, he was pretty good. And since then, he's kind of regressed a little bit. And in this training camp, he looks better. You know, his mechanics are better. His feet are better. You know, he's throwing from a little bit of a wider base. He has a little bit more balance. And the things that he's doing is he's getting a little bit more consistent with shorter throws, which have been a problem for him. You know, throws to the backs in the flat have been a challenge for him, and that's been much more consistent. And then, you know, the back shoulder throw, which is such a key now to the NFL, he's doing that pretty consistently. So far, he has been definitely improved from what he was last year at this time.
You look at, I mean, the offensive line, I think, has some concerns. His targets, does he have enough around him to make this team a threat offensively?
You know, that's an open question. And certainly with their third wide receiver position still open, you know, Jerome Simpson, who came over from Cincinnati, looked very good. He's a fast, tall wide receiver. But he's been suspended for the first six games. So that's going to be an issue. And that third wide receiver job is open, and no one's really stepping up to fill it. So that could be an interesting challenge for Kaepernick, is finding a third guy to go along with starters Anquan Boldin and Torrey Smith. They do have Reggie Bush, mm-hmm. and Reggie Bush can play in the slot and maybe fulfill that role as the third wide receiver. And the other option they have, too, is to split out Vernon Davis. You know, their fine tight end. Have him be in the slot sometimes on third down. So there are options. They just have to figure out which one is best.
Kevin Lynch joins us here looking at the 49ers, and it seems like this team, maybe of all NFL teams, has so many distractions here in the offseason with retirements and Aldon Smith suspensions, like you mentioned. How are they sort of dealing with all that stuff away from being on the football field?
Well, you know, if the last game was any indication, they seem to be putting all that stuff aside. I mean, they played pretty well against Dallas and dominated that game. And, you know, the other part of it is, it's kind of a positive for them, is since they have so many new players, a lot of guys don't have a history with this team. And they don't have a history with Jim Harbaugh or Alden Smith or, you know, other players, or Justin Smith, or players who have retired or left. So, you know, they have a fresh outlook and a fresh attitude, and they're just trying to do well and make the team. And so that the baggage that developed over the off season, they not necessarily weren't here for. So that's a positive.
Kevin, when you look at this team as a whole, where in your mind is their strength lie?
The strength, I think, will be in their quick-paced offense and their ability to gear their offense towards their quarterback. It's a very quarterback-friendly offense. It's quick. If you get to the line of scrimmage really quickly as a quarterback, you can make the adjustments you need to make. They give you a lot of run-pass options. They don't have many plays. It's very streamlined. So they're making it as easy as possible for both Colin Kaepernick and backup Blaine Gabbert, and it shows. So I think having a quicker pace, I think that's a strength. I think their running game is going to be a strength. Carlos Hyde looks very good. I think their offensive line will be a pretty good run-blocking line. I don't know about a pass-protecting line, but in terms of run-blocking, they'll be pretty good. So I think the quick pace and the run game is where the strength of this team is.
Last season, the Niners were 8-8, and they were 7-4 at one point, and then the wheels kind of fell off around Thanksgiving. Kevin, if the Niners are healthy, what are some reasonable expectations in the win-loss column for them?
You know, I think about the same. I think their defense will be possibly not as good just because they've lost so much talent from that group, particularly on the defensive line and their two starting cornerbacks. And I think the offense will be better. You know, and it almost has to be better because last year, particularly at the end of the season, the last half of the season, the offense was horrible, probably the worst in the NFL. I mean, they only scored two touchdowns at home in the fourth quarter all year. So that, I think, will be a little bit better. And their special teams could be better, particularly with Jared Haynes.
Lastly, Kevin, we'll get you out here on this one. We appreciate your time. What'd you think of some of the moves across the NFC West, NFC West, like the Seahawks and the Rams and those teams? What'd you make of the opponents of the 49ers offseason?
Well, I think those teams got stronger, probably the exception of Seattle. I think Seattle and the 49ers are in the same situation where they've been very successful, and a lot of their players they simply can't pay, so those players go elsewhere. But you know, I think St. Louis defensively is going to be extremely strong. Arizona's always, you know, pretty good defensively, and I think the questions with those teams will be, you know, their quarterback and their offense and how they'll be able to move the ball. But so it's an interesting division in terms of you have two sort of aging. Might be a relative term here, but you do have the aging powers in Seattle and San Francisco, and then you have the emerging teams with St. Louis and Arizona.
Great stuff. Kevin Lynch from SF Gate. Kevin, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Hey, you bet, and you can follow me on Twitter at KLynch49 if people are inclined.
Perfect. Thanks.
All right. Take care.